He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As a priest, over the last 12 years, I've had the privilege of working with many souls all over the country and in different parts of the world. And while working with these souls, I had heard many stories of the workings of grace, stories of perhaps personal moral conversions or family conversions from the Novus Ordo religion to the one true Catholic and apostolic faith. And all of these are stories of the hand of God's providence in people's lives, how he gets them where they need to be in the spiritual life or in the faith. Now, one common factor in just about every conversion story that I have ever heard is a connection to devotion to Our Lady, particularly devotion to Our Lady's Rosary. A parishioner of mine in our Milwaukee chapel, St. Hugh of Lincoln, his name is Bob Pogel, he told me the following story, that his great aunt Jenny was very poor. And every so often, Bob, when he was just a child, and his parents would visit Aunt Jenny. But before departing Jenny's house, Bob's mother would slip her a $20 bill. And Jenny, of course, was always most grateful and would always tell them, "Well, that $20 is worth 1,000 Hail Marys for you." She says, "I promise I will say these 1,000 Hail Marys for you, my benefactor." And she fulfilled her promise. And many times this went on, and how many thousands of Hail Marys were prayed for Bob and his family. Well, the story always impressed Bob so much so, that he still to this day talks about this and attributes his whole conversion from the Novus Ordo to these Hail Mary per penny, these thousands of Hail Marys. And he owes his conversion to her, to Jenny, who prayed them. But it didn't stop there. Those 1,000 Hail Marys, the effect of them continued on to other times for a long time. So Mr. Pogel, he was one of the first traditional Catholics in the Milwaukee area, and in fact he went from church to church with another parishioner, I forget her name, but in any case they went from church to church looking for the traditional Latin Mass. And finally, in about the year 1970, Bob talked with Father Wish, who is a priest in the diocese. He had begun to say the new Mass for some time, and Bob talked to him, and he said, "Oh, you don't like this new stuff anyway. You'd like to go back to the old Latin Mass." And eventually, he convinced this priest, Father Wish, to go back to the old Mass to celebrate it. And they brought this Mass back to Milwaukee. And Father Wish, the story keeps going on, all because of the 1,000 Hail Marys. Father Wish became Father Chicada's benefactor. You see, Father Chicada lived in Milwaukee for many years, and on Thursdays, the seminarians did not have to attend Mass at the seminary. So he and Bishop Dolan would sneak out and find the traditional Mass, and they walked in on Father Wish's Mass and saw the glare of the paten as the priest made the sign of the cross at the Pater Noster, and they recognized that it was a true Mass. And so they talked with Father Wish, and Father Wish decided to tell Father Chicada, at that time a seminarian, go to the seminary in Acone. And he gave him money to do so, and also gave him money to start the little chapel that we now have up in St. Hugh's. All of that because of the thousand Hail Marys prayed by Aunt Jenny. You never know how long-lasting those prayers that you say for one person, how far-reaching they go. Now, in my own family, devotion to Our Lady and the Rosary goes back, as far as I could count anyway, four generations. My great-grandfather, Charles, after whom I was named, had the habit of attending not only daily Mass, but of saying his rosary frequently. And he obviously passed this devotion on to my grandmother, his daughter, because all her life long she was devoted to Our Lady. She was a Sodality member. She took part in what was in those days known as the Block Rosary, where the ladies in the neighborhood, they get together to meet in one other parishioner's home, and they'll socialize and things like that, but they always ended by praying the rosary before they went. And she was so devoted to the rosary. I think that Our Lady gave her a special grace at the end of her life, my grandmother. She died while praying the rosary. And my mother, God bless her, she marked the very bead that she was still holding on to. It would have been, we're not sure which mystery she was on, but it would have been the glorious mysteries. And she was praying either the ascension of our Lord into heaven or the mystery of Our Lady's assumption into heaven. But in any case, my mother remembers her praying the Rosary Novena constantly. That is, 27 days petition and 27 days thanksgiving every day with the rosary. And it is to that we attribute my grandfather's conversion. You see, my grandfather, my mother's father, was not Catholic. And as he grew older, he became ill and eventually was hospitalized. And he wrote out orders, "Do not resuscitate." And those were put on the papers, and the doctors and nurses should have seen them. He grew sicker, and eventually he died unconverted. But the medical staff never saw those papers. They revived him. Not long after, he asked for a priest. He was brought into the faith, and he died a Roman Catholic. Another story is concerning another dear friend of my mother and grandmother. Her name was Helen. None of you would know her here, but she fell into the Novus Ordo trap, though she was very conservative and never liked the changes and always preferred the Latin Mass. She was always conservative. And I remember her always being devoted to Our Lady and her rosary. And Our Lady would not fail Helen, would not fail to reward Helen for this devotion. For just months, not long at all, months before this woman's death, my family had the great happiness of seeing her conversion. And so we drove this elderly lady a couple of times all the way from Chillicothe to Columbus, where we had the old St. Clair's. And there she would devoutly assist at the true Mass, and she received from Father Thielen the last rites, and she died within the bosom of the Catholic Church. Now, these stories that I tell you, they're only a few of the examples of the fulfillment of Our Lady's promise to those who say the rosary. It is the fifth promise. "The soul who recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary shall not perish." You shall not perish if you pray your rosary. And as I left, though, for the seminary, Father Siordia told my mother one thing. "Tell your son to be most devoted to Mary." And this is something that I have never forgotten. And I recommend the same to you, for devotion to Our Lady is one of the greatest signs of predestination, and one of the surest means to heaven is the praying of the rosary. It is a remedy to so many problems that occur in our day-to-day life. St. Louis de Montfort, he said this, I always love this quote, if you say the rosary faithfully until death, I do assure you that in spite of the gravity of your sins, you shall receive a never-fading crown of glory. For even if you are now on the brink of damnation, even if you have one foot in hell, even if you have sold your soul to the devil, sooner or later, you will be converted, you will amend your life, and save your soul. If, and mark well what I say, he says, if you say the rosary devoutly every day of your life. Bishop Sheen, he said, if you wish to convert anyone to the knowledge of our Lord and his mystical body, then teach him the rosary. One of two things will happen. Either he will stop saying the rosary, or he will get the gift of faith. Bishop Hugh Doyle, who I believe was an author in probably the 40s and 50s, and he wrote many books, especially to religious, he said, no one can live continually in sin and continue saying the rosary. Either they will give up sin or they will give up the rosary. And one day Our Lady appeared to St. Gertrude, and Our Lady's mantle was spread out over all of those who had been praying to Our Lady. And she revealed to St. Gertrude, the angels constantly guard the clients of this Blessed Virgin from the assaults of hell. Yet another reason to practice devotion to Our Lady. She is the Queen of Angels, and she will send the angels to help us. And I want to bring your attention to a picture in one of the big churches in Rome. Our Lady from heaven has hold of one end of the rosary, and a certain soul has hold of the other end of the rosary. And in this way is Our Lady pulling this soul into heaven. So will it be for us. Mary always has hold of one end of the rosary. It's only up to us to grab the other end. Our Lady is fishing for souls, you might say, fishing. And her rod and her reel, her hook, is the rosary. And she casts it out, waiting for somebody to grab hold. And as soon as she gets a nibble, she begins pulling and tugging, Hail Mary by Hail Mary, bead by bead, until at last she's gotten you out of the waters and the waves of life and to the eternal shores of paradise. So it will be for us. You must clutch your rosary. Pray it. The rosary is no joke. It is no joke whatsoever. Many of us tend to look at it and think, well, it's just another prayer, and it's so monotonous. It's the same prayers over and over, and it takes too long, or I get too distracted. No. After the Mass, after the Divine Office, there is no more powerful prayer than the Holy Rosary. How many miracles have been worked through the rosary. Look back into your own history of your family and see which ones have been the most faithful to the rosary and how many of them ended up well, with a good and holy death or some miraculous conversion. But pray your rosary and pray it daily. If you never say it, then begin now by even reciting a few decades. If you seldom say it, well, say it more. And if you say it daily, your five decades, from time to time, just add an extra decade. But always keep your devotion to the rosary growing. Because, as Our Lady promises, those who recommend themselves to me through the rosary, they shall not perish. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.